In 1859, Urbana Methodists moved into a new brick church on this site, and at the dedication, Peter Cartwright was invited to preach the sermon. This isn't surprising, since Cartwright was the foremost Methodist circuit rider in Illinois. He was also a staunch Democrat who had run against Abraham Lincoln twice, beat him in 1832 for a seat in the state legislature, but losing the more important battle to go to Congress in 1846. That was a bitter campaign in which the preacher attacked Lincoln as an open scoffer at Christianity in a widely distributed handbill. But in 1859, the year he preached here at the Methodist Church, Cartwright would hire Lincoln to defend his grandson in a murder trial at Sangamon County. One of the key defense witnesses was Peter Cartwright, who testified that the deceased victim, on his deathbed, had taken responsibility for the fight. The verdict was not guilty. Cartwright's days were fading, however, because after the Civil War, Urbana was no longer a frontier, and congregations worshipped in proper church buildings rather than in a circuit preacher's tent. The Methodist in particular could boast of numerous prominent civic leaders as members. This building is the third church on the site and was completed in 1927, designed by local architect Wymer W. Maxwell. It captured the collegiate Gothic style that became associated with churches of the era. Constructed of Bedford limestone, a local newspaper reporter wrote, "The new edifice is a beautiful, commanding, utilitarian structure, which will be the nucleus of righteousness for this community for many years to come." Two blocks down Ray Street is the First Baptist Church of Urbana, the oldest church building in the city. The congregation organized in 1838, but needed more space in 1896. They hired architect Emery Stanford Hall, a University of Illinois graduate, who had an office in Chicago, where he maintained an eclectic practice. He was best known for his church designs and was recognized as an expert on the acoustics of large auditoriums. His other work included Tabernacle Baptist Church in Chicago, where he was a trustee, and the First Baptist Church in Marietta, Ohio. He also designed private residences, and Hall's work includes the modest brick home of Mayor Richard J. Daley in the Bridgeport neighborhood of Chicago. In 1926, not to be outdone by the Methodists, who had just announced their new construction plans, the Baptist added a substantial addition for its Sunday school programs. The two churches had a common bond. As the editor of the Urbana Courier said in 1924, "If a stranger standing at the corner of Race and Green, looking for the Methodist Church, wanders into the Baptist Church two blocks south, no particular harm has been done. He is certain of a hearty welcome, good music, and an excellent sermon."